Call to Worship is a one-hour radio program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with a short devotional topic. The Call to Worship program has been encouraging listeners since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. Here is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
The hero. The imaginations of this world are constantly coming out with heroes of all types. There's competition to see which one can be more powerful than the next, or have the most awesome special abilities. Indeed, we've come a long way from the days of Superman comic books. And there are many whom we look to as heroes, past and present. You might be thinking of first responders, or those who work with incoming 911 calls. And then there are many of us who look to a close friend or family member as a hero, based upon who they are and what they've accomplished. Please listen now as we look to Jesus as the ultimate hero. Let's look at the awesome character traits of Jesus described by the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah 9, 6 and 7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. He protected his children in the fiery furnace. Think about Daniel chapter 3. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, and rose up in haste and spake, and said unto his counselors, Did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, True, O king. He answered and said, Lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spoke and said to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, You servants of the Most High, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire, and the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men, upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was an hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spoke and said, Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own. Our hero has the ability to forgive sin. 1 John. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Jesus encouraged Martha and us that he has the power to give us life. Find the story in John 11. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? As the ultimate hero, he alone provides us with access to and a relationship with God the Father. John 14. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Are you in an uncomfortable spot today? Do you need a hero? Then look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Consider God's many promises, and let His many promises be reminders that He is our very real hero. Isaiah 14. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. And as Paul reminded the church at Philippi, and this same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from His glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. Now all glory to God our Father forever and ever. Amen. We find those words in Philippians chapter 4. And finally, Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not.
This has been another devotional taken from the Call to Worship program, a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations and available 24/7 at calltoworship.us.